A disclaimer, this podcast was recorded prior to Monday, July 13th, and it covers some sensitive subject matter.
Hi, and welcome back to I'll Tell You What. I'm Miranda.
And I'm Ashlyn.
And I have a bit of a very recent topic today. It's a very new and prominent in the news right now.
Yeah, I know. I saw a tiny bit about it. I just read a headline. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So, Ashlyn, I'll tell you what.
What do you tell me?
Naya Rivera is presumed dead.
Oh, I did not know it got that far.
Yes. So Jeez. Naya Rivera, she is most notable as her role of Santana on the hit TV show Glee. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a little bit of her background before I get into the details of what's going on. But I do want to warn everybody that this is a darker episode. It's a very serious matter right now. So Naya Rivera was born January 12th, 1987, and she is 33 years old. She is of Puerto Rican and African American and German descent. I thought that was really cool because mm-hmm. she's very multicultural. And her big break into acting actually came at the age of only 4 when she landed a role of Hillary Winston on the CBS sitcom The Royal Family. Unfortunately, the show only lasted 1 season. However, she was nominated for some like Rising Star
Award. Oh, wow.
Yeah. At the age of 4.
Makes sense.
Yeah, in her teen years and like growing up, she enjoyed a lot of recurring roles on like all of our favorite TV shows, basically in the 90s. She had bit roles on shows like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Family Matters, Baywatch, oh, wow. Smart Guy, even Stevens, and she was even she even had a little part in The Master of Disguise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. but most notably, like I mentioned, Naya Rivera's most notable role to date is probably her character Santana in Glee. And honestly, I personally have always thought Santana was probably one of the best parts of Glee because she's always very real. She has a really great character arc, in my opinion, like one of the biggest ones.
Yeah, in my opinion. Even her character growth, though, mm-hmm. isn't in contrast to who her character
is. Exactly. Like, she's still her character. Like I think she did a really great job even portraying.
Oh, yeah. Like she brought a level of, I was going to say complexity to the character.
Just read your
well,
mind.
And honestly, she was probably one of the best actresses on the show too.
That too. You know, hers didn't honestly as ranty and as like aggressive and whatnot mm-hmm. as it was. Hers didn't seem fake. A lot of the characters on the show seemed very fake to me.
Yeah.
And I truly think that Santana was one of the best portrayed roles.
Yes.
After Glee, she released some music, and most recently she has been starring in a YouTube series called Step Up High Water as Colette Jones. I haven't seen it. It's one of those like YouTube Red shows, I think, like YouTube TV. But yeah, I think it's a spinoff of the Step Up series. I think. Yeah.
Possibly. It's a dance like show. I said, no one's going to pay for YouTube Red. Just stop trying to make it happen.
Yeah. So now we're going to get into what's going on.
Yes.
Most recently in the news, Naya Rivera went missing. So mm-hmm. Naya Rivera was discovered missing on Wednesday, July 8th.
Yeah. And I think
just so you know, we're recording this on Saturday, July 11th.
Yeah, so this is very fresh.
Very fresh, very recent. I've been every single day, like a few times a day, I've been going on and checking Twitter and checking news sources and seeing if anything new has happened. And I'm going to be honest, it's
I mean, this has been a dark week overall for news, like so many heartbreaking deaths. Mm-hmm.
So Naya is presumed dead after she went missing on a weekend lake trip with her son. They were at Lake Piru, I think it's, or Peru. It's P-I-R-U. Mm-hmm. And they believe she drowned at this time. Her 4-year-old, so what happened? Basically, on Wednesday, Rivera rented a pontoon boat at Lake Piru with her 4-year-old son around 1 p.m. for a 3-hour cruise. Lake Piru is a reservoir in Los Pedros National Forest. Mm-hmm. The depth of the lake can run anywhere from 6 to 40 feet, and the bottom of the lake has a lot of debris.
Oh, no.
When the boat was late being returned to the rental place, to the rental place by 4:30, another boat found Rivera's boat where they had, when the boat was late being returned to the rental place around 4:30, at the same time when they realized the boat hadn't been returned yet, another boat found Rivera's boat, and that's where they found her son, who was wearing a life vest, healthy and unharmed, sleeping.
Aww.
Yes. They also found an adult life vest was also on board. This is the child that Naya shared with her ex-husband, Ryan Dorsey. Ryan Dorsey's, he's done a lot of bit work. I don't know him personally.
The name sounds vaguely familiar.
He's been in a lot of things. He's been in The Rookie with, Nathan Fillion. He's been in Vampire Diaries. And the only thing I think you've possibly seen him in is Parks and Rec, where he played Taylor Mitch in the episode Jerry's Retirement.
Probably would recognize him if I saw him.
Yeah.
Then.
So basically, sorry, I'm trying to. Figure out what I did. Okay. So later after the initial news conference where they said she was missing and they were going to start a search party, Ventura County Sergeant Kevin Donahue said after speaking with Rivera's son, there was no indication that she made it back to shore. According to an article on CBSnews.com, quote, the boy told authorities that he and his mother had been swimming in the lake and said he got back in the boat, but his mother did not. So at this time, their efforts are focused in the water.
Poor boy.
And he's 4.
I know.
So he's competent and aware. This is something, it's not, this is going to sound horrible, but it's not like he was 2 and probably wouldn't remember eventually.
Right.
This is something that's going to stick probably with him. This is when you start developing your lifelong memories.
I think I'm probably projecting a little bit because, we have kids around that age. Not our personal children, but they are, if that makes any sense.
Our niece is 4.
Yes. And I can only imagine what that poor kid is going through.
Yeah. So apparently they're using things like sonar. They have 100 site searchers. They also have helicopters from the Sheriff's Department and the U.S. Coast Guard, about half a dozen boats, personal watercrafts, and multiple dive teams. However, according to Donahue, it's a relatively slow process because the lake has really poor visibility, making it dangerous for divers.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of plant life and trees. In the area in which the boat was found, it's approximately 30 feet deep. And unfortunately, Donahue said, quote, if the body is entangled in something beneath the water, it may never come back up.
Jeez.
Yes. At this time, people are pretty upset that they even stopped the initial search on Wednesday night. However, thinking they should have continued the search through the night rather than stop and pick it up back in daylight, like they said. However, they did search for 5 hours Wednesday evening, and the search concluded around 10 p.m. That's when they said, we're going to pick this up when it's daylight out so we can have more visibility. So another officer, Officer Chris Dyer, is quoted as saying, there is no signs of foul play, no signs of anything that went wrong besides a tragic accident. Dyer added, switching that mode to a search and recovery mode, like I said, does not change the efforts and does not change the gusto. What we push forward with the search operation, the goal is to bring Miss Rivera home to her family so they have some closure. Basically, that's what he said after they decided they were switching from a recovery mission, a rescue mission to... That's basically what he quoted after saying they were switching their efforts from a rescue mission to a recovery mission.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pretty upsetting. I think they kind of gave up a little fast, but we'll get into that later. Apparently, Lake Piru is known locally for strong, unpredictable currents and whirlpools that have caused the deaths of many swimmers in the past. Mm-hmm. And at this time, a lot of celebrities have also tweeted about her disappearance.
Well, yeah.
They've been, you know, just tweeting things like, keep her in your thoughts and prayers and hope that she returns home safely, safe, yeah. sound, alive. Oh, and yeah. I do have a bit of conspiracy that it's around this, but I don't think it's really appropriate. People have been likening it to the fact that many Glee stars have had some disturbing fates, like Corey Monteith and mm-hmm. Mark Salling.
Who was played Mark Puck?
Ew. But I don't like that. I really don't appreciate that people are comparing it to one of those. No,
the thing is,
because this
Corey
is just
Monteith was a tragic accident.
Yes, but Mark Salling has no excuse.
Yeah, no, that one I would not put any of those in the same.
So it really bothers me. People are saying, oh, the show is cursed. Blah 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 blah. I think they should leave that out of it. I think it's really inappropriate to be bringing that up right now.
The thing is, from what I've heard about the backgrounds of the, or like how some of the actors acted while on the show, mm-hmm. In private, it was like pretty intense cast overall. But I think just having a lot of personalities like that can, like once they go out into the world, can have a thing. But this has nothing to do with the show.
I don't think it has anything to do with any of that.
Right.
I just think it's highly inappropriate that people are even, you know, likening them to each other, because mm-hmm. honestly, the first thing I saw about Naya being missing was a TikTok, and this guy was like making a conspiracy out of it and bringing up the other two with it, and he was like, oh, so what is it with Glee and this, and I was like, that's so inappropriate because she's missing.
I'm sorry, I'm a big conspiracy person, but no.
Yeah,
this is not the time to be doing that.
So however, on gross. Twitter, users are reading into a photo that Naya posted of her and her son on July 7th with the caption, mm-hmm. just the two of us. Twitter user at Meow I'm Kira tweeted, someone should look into this, along with the screen cap of an Eminem song with these lyrics highlighted. Let me pull up these lyrics. Sorry, this is a big quote.
No worries.
With these lyrics highlighted. Just the two of us, and when we ride, just you and I. Wake up, sweepy head, we're here. Before we play, we're going to take mama for a little walk along the pier. Baby, don't cry, honey. Don't get the wrong idea. Mama's too sweepy to hear you screaming in her ear. That's why you can't get her to wake. But don't worry, Dada made a nice bed for mommy at the bottom of the lake. Here, you want to help Dada tie a rope around this rock. We'll tie it to her footsie, then we'll roll her off the dock. Ready now, here we go, on the count of three. One, two, free we. There goes Mama splashing in the water. No more fighting with Dad. No more restraining order. No more Dada. No more step Dada. No more new brother. Blow her kisses bye-bye. Tell your Mama you love her. Along with the last thing she tweeted,
which is
the two of us. Yes, Eminem wrote that.
That?
I don't listen to Eminem, so that was a little disturbing. What? But Naya was a big fan of rap and stuff, and so
I get that. But what? That song is messed up.
Yes, but he didn't write it about this.
No, I know. No, I'm saying like in general.
Yes.
That song is very messed up.
Have you listened to most rap?
I've listened to quite a bit of rap.
There's a lot of really disturbing things. It's about what the lyrics are saying and not so much about the song.
Yeah.
Basically, because it mentions a lake and a mother dying. And people are saying that maybe it has something to do with her tweet that just said, just the two of us. I personally don't think it has anything to do with that. So
it's
a lot of
probably a really unfortunate coincidence.
Exactly. A lot of people believe she may have committed suicide. Some believe due to the lake's strong currents the amount of debris in the lake that she mm-hmm. may have been pulled under and drowned. by a whirlpool or the strong undertow. And others still hold out hope that she's going to be found safe and well and alive. And I will keep people updated. I will. I'm going to keep looking up the news, and I may even make an update to this before I post it, because this is going up next week, next Saturday. Saturday the 21st?
No.
What? I don't know how days right
it's
now.
The it's the 11th.
10 days.
The 18th.
Yeah, Saturday, sorry. Since this is going up Saturday the 18th, I'll try to keep everybody updated. I might even update this before it even gets posted, depending on what's found. My last bit of information, though, is, however, unfortunately, at this time, her body may never be found.
That's just horrifying.
And that was the last bit of information that I gathered from reading every article I could find, basically. And I gathered little bits of information from a lot of different articles, but really nobody knows much more than she rented a boat, went out on the lake with her son, and someone found her son asleep in the boat, and no Naya.
Yeah.
And it's really sad and shocking.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the people who I truly hope that she is found alive and well.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that, I don't know, somehow she accidentally, I don't know, got knocked away and swam to one of the shores and is lost in the woods or something.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I don't know what else to think. This is a really short episode, apparently.
Well, and right now, I'm trying to keep it in.
Yeah.
Because this is just making me sad.
It just, okay, well, so what I don't get is I'm sorry, this woman is missing, and I know you've been searching, like, for 5 hours, but why did you stop searching the first night that she was missing?
Yeah.
And then declare literally the next day, because I found this case the day after she went missing.
Uh-huh.
On the 9th. I found the case, and by the 9th, they had presumed her dead.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. See, and so that really bothered me. At daylight, they were like, we think she's dead. Yeah, and I'm like, I...
Stopping it after 5 hours, even if you think that there's a very slim chance of survival, people can survive in the woods for at least a little while.
Yeah, and I understand that her son gave the indication that she didn't make it back in the boat. And so they were, focusing their efforts on the water. However, from what I read... They're not searching the woods around. They're not searching the surrounding areas. They're searching the water. Yeah. And I understand there needs to be a strong focus on the water, but I think someone needs to be searching in the woods.
There are...
Just in case.
A couple theories that I kind of get from this. I mean, one of the main bits of information that my mind kind of grabbed onto was the whole adult life jacket in the boat thing.
Yeah.
And either that indicates that she's very confident in her swimming skills, or like people said, it could have been something else. However, I don't feel like that's really necessary for us to speculate.
Yeah.
I think we like to think that people have some control when things like this happen.
Yeah.
Like it was a choice, because it kind of makes us feel more in control of our own fates.
Or like an explanation.
Right.
Almost.
Of some reason. Like it somehow becomes more... less scary.
Yeah.
Because of it.
I mean, there's somebody on her last tweet, somebody had commented about how last year he and his friends had gone boating on Lake Piru, and according to him, the rental boat guy had told them with the plans of swimming in the lake, and apparently according to the Twitter guy, the rental man said, do not swim in the lake because it has a really strong undertow and you will get dragged under.
Yeah.
However, that was just one person's thing. And I mean, that may be why they handed out life vests along with the boats, but I don't know. It's a lake. It's a California lake.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't personally know that much about Lake Piru, so I'd actually like to do a little bit more research into that, because that can definitely give more of an give a better picture of.
From everything I've read, it's just incredibly, the water is incredibly dirty, not dirty, but it's just full of stuff. Right. It's full of old trees and shrubs and debris, and it's just incredibly easy to get entangled.
Here in Missouri, we've got quite a few things like that.
Yeah, but those areas, we're not allowed to swim.
Yes, exactly. Like, you're not allowed to swim in the Missouri River. You're not allowed to.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a river, but like I said, it does have a very strong current, apparently. Yeah. Apparently, it's known for having a lot of whirlpools as well. And so that begs the question, because, I mean, it said that her son, one of the quotes said that her son said they were both swimming. That begs the question is, did no one tell them they can't swim in the lake?
Yeah. How much did she know about Lake Piru?
Did she possibly drown saving her son?
Yeah. Or, you know, you know, was like, it intentional?
That's basically the two big questions is, I mean, it's really the only two questions you can have besides hoping and praying that she's still alive and well. The only two questions is, was it on purpose or is it a horrible, horrible accident? Either way, it's a really tragic thing.
Yeah. And I really don't think that it's appropriate for people to be, saying anything conspiracy wise about it.
And I've seen more than one person going off about it, and it really, really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a friend of mine, he's written a musical about Glee. It's called The Gleesicle. And he was posting today, and he was like, stop it. Yeah. Stop saying it's part of Glee. That's super inappropriate. And he goes, I don't know what to say about it, but stop saying that. Yeah, and I was like, absolutely. It's super inappropriate. A woman is missing.
Yeah.
Her son is probably traumatized.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real human being.
Not only is it a real human being, it's
someone we're all it's personal for a lot of people right now, because I mean, it's a character that people in our generation really grew up with.
Yeah, at least in high school. I mean,
yeah, a lot of it just bothers me that people are doing that right now, and I just think it's highly inappropriate. I know we're kind of doing a roundabout conversation right now, but people really need to understand that you can't think of other people for once.
Mm-hmm.
Stop thinking, oh, this is gonna get a lot of likes. Stop it.
Yeah. And also, the thing is, Corey Monteith's thing,
that was tragic.
It was tragic, absolutely.
I don't think it has anything to do with
it. Absolutely has nothing to do with
Mark.
Yeah, no. Oh gosh, no.
I didn't even know his name. I know.
But
people I had to look it up just for this.
People are
insinuating that Glee is cursed.
I did see a friend of mine say something pretty awful about it. I think they just read the headline and everything, and it was because they didn't like Glee. Yeah.
But I'm like, you think past the show.
Yeah.
Think about an actual person.
Yeah, but I think she just read the original, or the headline. I don't think she actually read the story, because just saw the thing like, oh, she's missing.
Well, most of the headlines now say presumed dead, which is very upsetting.
This was like on Wednesday.
But yeah, there's a public outcry currently where they're chastising the sheriff's department for stopping the search after only 5 hours, and then the next day immediately basically presuming her dead.
Well, and the thing is, the next day they would almost have to presume her dead, because surviving a night in the woods, assuming that
in the water,
in the water or in the woods, I'm saying the likelihood of survival goes down for every hour.
I know. I just feel like
she's out there, and especially if she was like in a bathing suit, if she was wet.
I know. They're in California, though. It's hot.
Maybe.
But what I'm saying is, it bothers me that they even come out and say it. Whether or not that's how they feel, I feel like it was a little too soon for them to make a public announcement that they're presuming her dead at this time.
My entire problem was the fact that they stopped looking after 5 hours. That's the part that I'm criticizing
that
right now.
I understand that it's dark, but they do make flashlights that these big Canon flashlight things that go underwater and they light up a good amount of area. I understand that it's also dangerous for the divers. It's dangerous for the divers, especially at night, to go in there. So that may be why they decided.
Yeah, but then you can search surrounding areas. You know?
Yeah, you could have searched the woods.
Yeah, no, that's my point.
In no article that I read, and I read a good amount of articles, did it say they searched the surrounding areas. It said they were focusing on the water.
Yeah, and see, that's another thing. It's like, you know, I keep bringing up the woods. I mean, you brought up the woods too, but we don't know how close they were to the
surrounding area. That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah, but again, we don't know how close she was to the shore, so there could be a reason.
Well, I mean, the lake gets to about 40 feet deep. And they said it goes from about 6 to 40 feet deep, and where they found the boat doesn't mean it, because it wasn't docked, it wasn't anchored at all, so it could have just been drifting, especially because there's an undercurrent. Where they found the boat was about 30 feet deep.
Jeez.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing, though, is that boat was just drifting there for at least half an hour.
I'm glad they at least found her son.
Yeah.
I'm glad
I'm glad there was another boat out on that lake. And one article I read that it was the boat company that sent out a boat to go look for the boat because it was late coming back. But in another article, in several other articles, I read that it was just another boat on the lake that found the boat. So I don't know.
Yeah,
but at least they found the child.
Yes, that's the part that
unharmed,
I'm holding on to
right now. Okay, taking a nice little nap.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he is not traumatized by all this.
Yes.
I'm hoping it will just be like...
It's very upsetting, though, because he's 4, and this is when you start, like, really long-term grasping memories. Literally just conceptualizing anything. Like, life pretty much starts becoming more real when you are 4.
Yeah,
and we've witnessed that even
you start
with
becoming
our
more
niece.
Of an individual and
forming
also
your own
something
opinions
that I mean something that is also formative at this age is how much you do need your parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that particularly is heartbreaking in this case because I mean luckily you know this child does have another parent. Hopefully they were on good enough terms. I'm sure they were.
He's with family right now.
Yes. I'm just
It's very tragic, and I honestly pray that she is found safe and okay
against all
or
odds
found.
Yeah.
And once again, I am going to be updating as I get information or as I see it come out. This episode is supposed to come out on Saturday the 18th, but if anything comes out before then, I'll re-edit it and add what I need to. Yep. If not, I may be adding just mini shout-outs on the next few episodes, depending on what information arises.
Yeah. And something that we should... That this entire thing reminds me of is just... How little we have invested in technology regarding water bodies.
Like that's true.
Because, like, you'd think we'd have come further on that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
In order to at least help search and rescues. Because, yes, this type of stuff does happen.
And exactly,
rather often. And alarmingly so.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the popularity of lakes and swimming in lakes, because
like,
lakes are notorious for having a lot of brush and debris and stuff, because it's a lake. It's not like the ocean. It doesn't get swept away necessarily. It's going to stay in that body of water.
Mm-hmm.
And they get murky and muddy really fast and easy. And so I truly think there needs to be a better way to search stuff like that, because otherwise people are going to continue to go missing and not be found and not be rescued or just laid to rest properly.
Yes.
Because people deserve that, and they deserve to be found, and they deserve to be treated with respect. and love.
Amen.
I know this was kind of a bummer of an episode and probably pretty short.
I think it was kind of important, though, because
it was very prominent like in the news. And it just, it really irked me when I saw that TikTok. It really irked me when he was saying, oh, it's a conspiracy. And then something didn't set right with me. So I looked it up and I went, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And then I got even more angry because it wasn't just, I'm not going to say it wasn't just another death. It was
something truly,
it was so dark.
Yeah. And I mean, it would be dark enough if she was alone.
The way they made it sound was like she was in cahoots with the other two regarding their thing. And it really bothered me because at one point during the filming of Glee, she had dated Mark Stallings, but that they were counterparts. So people do that. It's called a showmance.
Well, and the thing is with Glee in particular, there were pretty heavy showmances.
Well, that, and they were literally told date to publicize these things. Mm-hmm. On many TV shows, they tell their actors to fake date or date just to publicize things. Mm-hmm. But how dare they bring that up right now?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I've dated some pretty scummy people too. You know?
Yeah.
Jeez, that has nothing to do with this. So I know this was a really dark kind of bummer episode, but I think it was really important to talk about. If you found any information about it that I haven't, please feel free to email me or DM me at matterthanacaterpillar@gmail.com and at matterthanacaterpillar on Instagram. Please let us know if there's more information that you found that we haven't, because I really want to do this justice and I believe her story needs to be heard. So once again, you can always contact us at matterthanacaterpillar@gmail.com, matterthanacaterpillar at Instagram.
At matterthanacat on Twitter.
And I just don't know how to end this episode.
I know.
It's just so recent and so fresh. It's just...
Yeah.
It's weighing on me a lot.
Go ahead and tell people about this instance.
Please tell people about this instance. Please get people talking about it, because someone needs to talk about the fact that they stopped searching for her after 5 hours. Mm-hmm. It bothers me.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, even with the death of Natalie Wood, that was a ridiculously tragic thing.
Yeah,
a tragic drowning that happened. Wasn't that in the lake?
No, it was in the ocean.
Oh, but. Either way, you know, it's...
And nobody knows what happened.
Yes, and...
And she never got justice, and she never got what she deserved,
personally. And it was just another tragedy, and that's... I don't wish that on anyone.
Exactly. And in this time, it involves a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
A son, a child. And it's just important to talk about.
Unfortunately, at the time of my editing this podcast... They have announced that they have found Naya Rivera. Her body was found floating in the northeast area of the lake, where the water is between 35 and 60 feet deep, on Monday, July 13th, after a six-day search. One of the officers stated, the idea perhaps being that the boat started drifting, it was unanchored, and that she mustered up enough energy to get her son back on board, but that was not enough to save herself. They say that her son later reported that she pushed him back onto the boat, and when he turned around, she had disappeared below the water. I know I was hoping for a happier ending to this whole fiasco, but let it be known that Naya Rivera died a hero. She saved her son, and it's been very nice to see the whole outpour of condolences and love from the entire Glee cast and all of her friends and family.
So, you know, tell your mom.
Tell your dad.
Tell your friends.
And I'm not saying my usual thing.
I know. It's a little too dark for, I think, any of that. Thank you for listening, and... Good night.